This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 17th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Cryptocurrency juggernaut FTX has signed Major League Baseball phenom Shohei Ohtani to be a global ambassador with a deal that gives the two-way baseball player compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies. This is a brilliant marketing move by FTX, which continues to create connections between sports, gaming, and crypto. After news of Jennifer Nayer leaving her role at Vela/Exigy, Exigy issued a press release naming David Dave Foster as Chief Financial Officer and naming former CFO Krista Stewart as Chief Integration Officer, the role that Nayer held after having served as Vela's CEO before the Exigy merger. Doug Bry is running a petition drive to be added to this year's ballot as an at-large CPO-CTA representative on the NFA Board of Directors. CTA-CPO member firms can send the NFA an email supporting Bry to election2022@nfa.futures.org. From the executive representative to the NFA with the member firm name attached. The deadline is December 2nd, so please send your petitions in soon. The New York Times wine critic, a job I wish I had, has a suggestion for 12 wines to serve at Thanksgiving and beyond. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from today's first read section of JLN. FIA Expo 2021 video. Tom Lazenga of TNS talks tech. Tom Lazenga is Global Head of Sales at TNS, or Transaction Network Services, a fintech firm that provides global real-time data communication networks to industry participants. John Lothian News interviewed him at FIA Expo about the firm's technology offerings and its plans for the future. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a second video, The History of Financial Futures, Lee Oliver's Journey Back to His Beginnings. The most recent chapter of Lee Oliver's career took him back into the world of banking and FX trading. In the second part of a two-part interview with John Lothian, Oliver talked about his transition from a busy career as a freelance writer for Euromoney to a job writing and editing for Citibank's wire service. Oliver was part of a startup newswire for the bank, serving as content provider and editor for a newswire that ran at the bottom of Citibank's relaunch trading platform, content that had previously been limited to online chats and other tidbits delivered in an unstructured and unedited format. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Goldman Solomon says market greed is now outpacing fear. Dramatic change is needed in climate transition, Solomon says. China will continue to support financial opening, CEO says. Goldman Sachs Group Inc.'s Chief Executive Officer David Solomon said that markets could face a rocky time ahead as the global economy seeks to emerge from the abrupt impact of the pandemic. My comment, I disagree. Fear is just reflected differently at higher prices. Here's another story from Bloomberg. World Finance Center small businesses face a tough future. Flexible hours for office staff in cities around the world are leaving retail shops and services struggling as subsidies end. Flexible office hours hit businesses that rely on foot traffic. Many are closing down even as companies slowly reopen. In the world's financial centers, Thursday is the new Friday as ranks of office workers began to return months after lockdowns and working from home. The new pattern of commuting is imperiling thousands of small businesses in central business districts that rely on a steady flow of customers from Monday to Friday to recover expensive downtown rents and turn a profit. My comment, try to find a place to have lunch. Good luck. Here's a press release from FTX. MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani joins FTX as global ambassador through long-term partnership. Ohtani will serve as global ambassador for the FTX brand, FTX to commit to annual charitable contributions on behalf of Ohtani. TX Trading Limited, or FTX.com, and West Realm Shires Services, FTX US, the owners and operators of FTX.com and FTX US, respectively, today announced a long-term partnership with global icon and history-making MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani. In addition to being an FTX global ambassador, Mr. Ohtani will receive all his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies, illustrating his strong belief in both FTX and the crypto industry. My comment, another brilliant marketing move by FTX. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was institutional investors, why a California bartender won't stop trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin. Subtitled, the GameStop saga brought retail investors into a larger debate on how trades are executed, from payment for order flow to latency arbitrage. Second was remote career development, Kevin Davis of First Workings on how to advance and enhance your career when you are working remotely, from Authority Magazine via Medium. Third was cryptocurrencies, how regulators lost control, a video from the Financial Times. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.